Hello, and welcome to this podcast, a part of the Transforming the Field Education Landscape Project, also known as the TEFL Project, that aims to look at how field education can be improved in social work programs across Canada. My name is Dan Zhang, and I'm a current medical student and research assistant with the TEFL Project. In this podcast, I explore the role of social workers in a healthcare context and how current field education plays into preparing future social workers for this role. I had the opportunity to speak with Deborah Samick, a registered clinical social worker and the current practice director of provincial social work at Alberta Health Services. In her role, she supports over 1,800 social workers across Alberta. In my conversation with Deborah, I first asked her for her thoughts on the role of field in social work education. Here's what she had to say.
Yeah, so I see social work as an applied degree. It's an applied profession. And so I really see the role of field in linking theory to practice, really giving students that experiential opportunity to put into practice some of the theory and knowledge that they're learning about in the classroom.
With that in mind, I next asked Deborah what changes she would like to see made to social work field education.
Yeah, I would like to see field education strengthened. I would like to see opportunities for students along there to really integrate that theory into practice. I feel at times that we've lost the application of social work to practice. And so feel like social work, the field experience really needs to, or can provide that opportunity to strengthen that.
Deborah outlined how she would like to see more support for social work students who will work in a medical model. How can we better contextualize social work students to prepare them for a career in healthcare? We touch on an example of this later in our conversation. Deborah mentioned that she felt how we've lost touch with the application of social work to practice. I asked her if she had an example of that.
Yeah, I think that we as social workers sort of situate ourselves in kind of a socio-political context, a person and environment. And yet when we get to practice, social workers or the social workers that we see don't have some of the basic kind of foundation in our public health system.
Another point Deborah mentioned was a disconnect between classroom and field. This led me to think about my own education in medical school, where we have 2 years of classroom training followed by 2 years of clerkship. I asked her how she felt about how social work field education was currently being handled.
Yeah, I think we talk about anti-oppressive practice or social justice or, practice with Indigenous peoples. But then we don't talk about what does that mean when we have the client in front of us and we're confronted with a social justice issue or an equity, health equity issue. What does a social worker do? It's great to understand these are important constructs and theories, but what do we do? What are the practical things that we do when a client shows up and they don't have money to access some, chemo or treatment for their cancer diagnosis, or they don't have transportation to get to their radiation appointment or chemotherapy appointment. Social workers then struggle to know what to do about that, how what their role is in the context of a healthcare team.
I thought these were very interesting points that Deborah raised. Coming in from outside of social work myself, I wondered what kinds of opportunities social workers were given in field education to work alongside other members of a healthcare team, and how field education prepared future social workers for work in this kind of an environment. I told Deborah how in medicine, we do not appear to have many opportunities to work alongside clinical social workers in an interdisciplinary setting. She mentioned to me how other healthcare professions, like the Faculty of Rehabilitation at the University of Alberta, or in fields such as nursing, Interdisciplinary work was embedded within their training. How can field education and social work learn from these other programs?
Social work doesn't have that, right? We don't have a social work school at the U of A. I don't hear that that's offered or done at the U of C at the Calgary campus. And so I think those sorts of opportunities for students in their practice could be helpful. I think students, social work students, you know, healthcare is a hierarchy any way we want to slice it. And whether we agree with it or not, physicians are at the top of that hierarchy. And so when you don't have experiences of working in that hierarchy or talking about that medical model or system, then you're not necessarily well prepared to work within it.
Deborah gave an example of how she's worked with some social workers who are hesitant to call a physician to share important information that could influence patient management because they, quote unquote, don't want to bother the physician. Obviously, this kind of barrier could have significant impacts on patient outcomes. As a future physician, having people worry to call me because they were afraid of bothering me doesn't seem like a productive way to get things done. I think this goes to show that we have a long way to go towards dismantling some of the entrenched hierarchy within healthcare. Deborah went on to mention issues with medical terminology and documentation.
You know, cholangiocarcinoma is not a word that rolls off your tongue in a social work class. And so really becoming comfortable in terms of medical terminology, medical language, just even documenting on a healthcare chart. Many social workers work under the freedom of information and the freedom of information and privacy versus the Health Information Act. And many of us are trained in terms of, forensically. Yeah, we use some of our documentation for court purposes, which is quite different than documenting in a health record. And so, you know, it's those sorts of skills and experiences that I believe social workers need an opportunity to talk about.
I really like Deborah's points on the hierarchy of healthcare. I reflected on my future role in the healthcare team, and I wondered what current and future physicians could do to better integrate with social workers in healthcare.
I think humility. I think being open to listening and moving away from that position of expertise. We all bring expertise, clients included. And at times physicians, they don't appreciate. So an example I would provide is the physician who admits somebody for an acute, to an inpatient psychiatry unit for an acute psychotic episode, completely ignores the work that happens in primary care with their psychiatrist in the community, changes their medications, patient stabilizes, ready for discharge, and the patient goes to fill their prescription with the support of the social worker, only to find out that prescription isn't on the formulary.
Asking questions, being curious, and creating space for other domains of expertise were some of the tips that Deborah had. I was really glad to hear Deborah's perspective on the hierarchy of care and how different healthcare providers work with each other. And I made a note to myself to remember her experiences and expertise as I move forward in my own education. Next, I wondered how social work field education could be changed or altered to better engage student learners.
What are the realities for students in 2021? They've certainly changed over the years. You know, I did my social work training 30 plus years ago, and yet I don't see field education being any different 30 years later. It's the same model of field education. Right now, social work field is 3 days a week in field and 2 days in school. So if you're situated in Edmonton or Calgary, that makes the opportunity of a rural field placement pretty difficult. If you're in high level, you're not going to travel down to Edmonton every Wednesday after practicum to be in class. So flexibility in terms of some of that delivery to really broaden students' experiences.
I hadn't realized that field education had days split between classroom and field within the same week. I could definitely see how this would make it difficult for students to choose rural practicums and how it would further exacerbate existing equity issues. There's a critical shortage of mental health care providers in rural areas. Social work field education has the potential to help address this shortage, but the barriers against rural practicums, like the ones Deborah mentioned, must first be addressed. Deborah also described how the current split between classroom and field within the same week oftentimes led students to miss the outcome of any given patient case, which was detrimental to integrating their learning. Finally, I asked Deborah what further resources she thought might improve social work field education in the context of her scope of practice and in her work.
You know, I think looking at other models, so, you know, I look to nursing and they have somebody who travels around with the students to really help integrate that knowledge into practice. So there's an instructor that travels with them. I think for us, our field instructors are really varied in terms of their preparation to supervise students. So there aren't a lot of requirements and there aren't any mandatory training or education that you need to take to be a field instructor. And there are some supports and resources, but they're at the discretion of the field supervisor as to whether they want to take them. So I think really strengthening even a course on field education.
Deborah had two suggestions for further resources. Firstly, to strengthen the preparedness of field instructors to provide good supervision and how to manage difficult circumstances. Secondly, to consider what we need to put in place to support social work students' learning. For example, what happens when students are placed into a practicum with only a single social worker who's busy enough with their own social work? Could there be a second facilitator to help facilitate those learning moments? Could there be more opportunities to collaborate and share cases? Can we strengthen the presence of clinicians in the social work classroom and in field education? Deborah mentioned earlier that more flexibility in field education would be beneficial. This led me to wonder about the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on how field education was being run and what this might mean for the future.
Well, I think it's two sides of the coin. There's been some good things and some challenges, right? So it has advanced opportunities for flexibility. So we're seeing more virtual placement opportunities. We're seeing some more flexible models, a bit of a blend with independent projects, direct practice. I think the challenge with that is out of necessity, people are doing things, practicums to meet their requirements that are missing some foundational components. So somebody could just be at home and do a self-directed placement supported by a faculty person and never really have an opportunity to integrate the knowledge into practice. You're not practicing anything. And yet when you go to graduate and you have your degree, you have a social work degree, just like the person who's done 700 hours in practicum and may not be clear to the person hiring you that there's quite a significant difference in your preparedness.
Social work relies on community resources, and COVID has certainly shifted the community support network. This has increased the inequity issues that already existed in access to supports and resources. How has this challenged social work?
So if I give you an example, I was saying to somebody today, if you think about working in a rural community, one of the things that the social worker used to do is help, you know, facilitate access or referrals to community resources or to benefit programs. So if you are a physician who has prescribed a medication to a client and that client needs to access some provincial funding to pay for that medication, typically there's a form that they need to fill out, sign, sometimes have witnessed. And social workers used to, you know, on their home visit, stop into Mary's house and help facilitate that, bring it back, mail it off. Well, those offices are closed. We're not visiting people. And some of the clients that we visit, if you think about vulnerable adults, they don't have technological savvy that you might or I might, and they don't have the ability to digitally sign something or scan it back. And so there's significant delays in changes in the way that we support clients. And so I think our classrooms haven't caught up with those changing service delivery models and the changing kind of challenges and opportunities for students. And I think we need to bring some of that into the classroom.
Social work and healthcare is at a unique position to help us change from a physician-directed model of practice to something that is patient-centered and contextualized within the community. I thoroughly enjoyed my conversation with Deborah and felt I learned a lot about social work in the context of healthcare and how field education can be altered to better prepare social work students for practice in a healthcare context. Thank you for your attention to this TEFL Project podcast. For more on this work, I encourage you to check out the other resources available on the TEFL Project website.